KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A friend of mine finally hit the big time. She was asked to star in her own reality TV series. She turned it down flat. "I know myself well enough," she told me, "to know that in the course of a day I say and do things that would make me look pretty crazy and repellent, with the right editing." But she was smart to turn the offer down. Those shows are created in the editing room by producers looking for the most lurid and nutty angle, at least according to the reality TV stars, because they always say the same thing. "I'm not that awful," they claim. "I'm just edited that way. The producers wanted me to pitch a fit, betray a friend, drink too much, create that scene. It's television," they all say when confronted on Oprah or the inevitable reunion episodes in which feuding reality TV stars hit the sofa for more fireworks. "I was just trying to give the producers what they wanted. I know why I'm here," one of the housewives said on one of the housewives shows. "I'm supposed to be the crazy one." And we, of course, can tisk-tisk all we want, but we're not immune to the compulsion to be more interesting than we really are. I have a friend who updates his Facebook status several times a day. And sometimes his updates are innocuous, enjoying the new Ryan Adams CD, or loving my chicken Caesar salad wrap. But often they're more complicated. They're mentioning certain restaurants, chic venues, glamorous locations, drinks at Chateau Marmont, then dinner at Luke, "I'm loving L.A. in April," things like that. In one amazing 24-hour span, his Facebook updates reported a power breakfast, omelets at Jeffrey's in Malibu with my agent, and a business lunch, Chipotle burritos with a writing staff to work out this season's storylines, and a romantic end of day, grateful for Michelle and a beach sunset at the end of a busy day. Absolutely none of which was true, because on that day, I happened to run into him at the Easy Lube near my house in shorts and a dirty T-shirt, getting his car's oil pump replaced, and that's a 4-hour job. When I confronted him, he said this, hey, "I've done all those things, just not in one day." "But that's lying," I said. "You're lying on Facebook." I'm not sure, in retrospect, why I thought this was such a big deal. I mean, he certainly didn't. He looked at me strangely. "So?" he asked. "So," I said. "Facebook is supposed to be true. It's supposed to be factual." "Oh," he said, leaning back smugly. "So you really like everything you like on Facebook? Well, and you're really friends with all of your Facebook friends?" He had me there. "Stop thinking of Facebook as something real," he said. "It's not. It's just, and here he paused for a moment, searching for the right word. "It's just content," he said. "That's all. It's just content. I'm a Hollywood writer. I'm just delivering what people want to think a Hollywood writer does all day. I'm just giving people something interesting to read." He's just providing content. In other words, like one of those reality TV stars. He's doing what he thinks he's supposed to do in the reality TV series called Facebook, the one in which all of us are cast members trying to be more interesting than we really are. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll be more reliable. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.